Sometimes the only way to figure out what went wrong is to go back to the start when everything was right. That's how researchers at the Susan G. Komen Tissue Bank are approaching research into breast cancer. They're collecting samples of women's healthy breast tissue so they can study what goes wrong when that tissue becomes cancerous.
And next month, they're coming to the Valley, and they're asking women to come and donate samples of their healthy breast tissue to the bank. They've gathered more than 5,000 samples from women around the country so far, and they need women here to sign up to donate now. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Dr. Lita Mina, a breast medical oncologist with the Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center, more about it.
So I want to start with the broad overview of what this tissue bank is. It's the first of its kind, right?
Yeah. So the Komen Tissue Bank was founded in Indiana, and this is where I had my training. It is, I believe, the first and the only one so far of normal breast tissue that is available for researchers to basically use for answering questions related to breast cancer treatment.
And so tell us how this works. So how do researchers, and it sounds like researchers from all over the world can use this, how do they use healthy breast tissue to study something like breast cancer?
So for us to know what's abnormal, we have to compare it to what's normal. And it does seem counterintuitive, but we've done a lot of studies on actually tumor cells, but we've not done too much studies on what's normal. And normal is not a one standard. So we've come to realize that breast tissue normal for one person is different than the normal in a different person. So we do need a control. We do need a normal to be able to basically compare any type of tumor in this specific breast. How should it have been so that we know, like, going back to the molecular biology, how this has come to go from normal to abnormal and then cancer. The whole point is to try and figure out that pathway so that we can stop it early on before it becomes cancerous.
Yeah, yeah. And you said you worked at this tissue bank doing your research.
Yes.
Has it been able to assist in any significant advances in breast cancer research at this point?
So it has been involved in a lot of clinical trials that have come up with a lot of new findings. So in big studies, there has been several questions that needed to be answered and basically comparators. And this tissue bank has been used regularly. Anytime we have to answer a question, a certain scientist would basically reach out to the Komen tissue and ask for, let's say, 20 of normal tissue in women from this age to this age, having those kind of, so that we can compare it to what we have.
Wow. And I'm guessing you're looking for a broad cross-section of women, right? Does that make a difference in terms of how their sample can assist in research?
Actually, that's very true. So most of the specimens, actually more than 80% of the specimens, are from Caucasian white women. And we do need women of Hispanic descent. We need more women of African-American descent. Like, we need more of the minorities to be able to study more about those diseases. Mm-hmm. But anybody who's interested is more than welcome to donate. I mean, we need all type of tissues.
And why travel to try and get more and more samples? What is the benefit of having a lot of samples in the bank?
So it goes back to the diversity. Like, we're trying to find exactly in very specific subpopulation what's the normal for a 20-year-old who has no children or who has breastfed. So each specimen is actually annotated with all the demographics, height, weight, and all the demographics of the person who's donating. So we're trying to link each specimen to a complete set of all the demographics so that we actually reach a point where we have a normal for each subtype.
So let's talk about the logistics here. So women can sign up until March 2nd, right?
Yes.
So women who are signing up for this, what does this entail if they want to donate to this bank?
So there will be a lot of volunteers, a lot of people around to help her. And then she's taken to basically first to have her height and weight, and then to fill in a questionnaire about all the information related to breast health and woman's health. Mm-hmm. After that, she will need to have a blood draw done. And then she is taken to a room where a surgeon or an interventional radiologist will actually perform a breast biopsy. It does sound scary,
yeah,
but it's not. There is a lidocaine that's given to numb the area, and basically there is a few micrograms of breast tissue that is taken.
So just a really small amount?
Yes.
Okay. So as you look at the tissue bank that is growing and you hold events like this to try and continue to grow it, what are your hopes for this bank and for the research that it will aid?
I mean, the ultimate hope is to cure cancer. That's and specifically with breast cancer, we've come a long way, but we're hoping a few years, few decades from now, we know enough about like the mechanisms that kind of made the normal breast tissue just go crazy and become cancer. And once we know enough about those mechanisms, the ultimate goal is to be able to stop it very early on before it becomes cancerous, before even it becomes precancerous, mm-hmm. so that we can, I think the ultimate goal is to prevent it, not only treat it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Dr. Lida Mina is an oncologist with Banner here in the Valley. Dr. Mina, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
The Healthy Breast Tissue Collection event will take place on March 3rd at Banner MD Anderson in Mesa. You can sign up to donate until March 2nd.